Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Gray skies right now in Chapel Hill, but we're beginning to see that low cloud cover and fog lift across our area. I'll show you when we'll see the sunshine and how hot it will make it this afternoon.
And from the roads to the sky, the holiday travel rush is upon us. Today is the day most people will be out there hitting the roads, and we have travel hacks to help you navigate the chaotic weekend ahead.
And speaking of travel, the long-awaited East End Connector in Durham opens today. How it's going to save you time and frustration. So glad you're with us this morning here at 8 o'clock on your Thursday on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along. We got that dense fog advisory in some areas. Might be lifted hopefully before that 9 o'clock deadline. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
We're definitely seeing some improvement. We'll take another look here at Chapel Hill. And you can almost see a little bit of blue sky really at the top of the screen there. It's starting to break up a little bit. We've had some low cloud cover and some fog, that dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock. So another hour, but during this hour, I think we'll end up seeing a lot of improvement. As we take a look above the clouds, you can see partly cloudy skies, but we are still seeing a pretty thick deck of very low cloud cover and fog here in eastern Wake County, taking a look off to the west. And of course, just for reference right here, this is our Mix 101.5 radio tower. Our temperature is 72 and so is the dew point. The dew point is the temperature at which the air is saturated. So when the temperature and the dew point are the same, it means that we have a saturated air mass. You walk out, it feels really sticky. You might see dew on the grass, except for the fact that we ended up seeing some fog and low cloud cover instead. And when we take a look at our visibility, still a lot of places looking at a quarter of a mile or even a little bit less. South Hill's been clear all morning, but once you head south and west of South Hill, which is for most of us, it's been a bit gray and we've seen some fog. Our temperatures in the upper 60s in Roxboro, but looking at low 70s across the remainder of the viewing area. Once this fog and low cloud cover break up, we'll see partly cloudy skies through the afternoon, but some of our southern counties could see an isolated thunderstorm. It's going to be a little hotter today. Highs climb on up into the low 90s, and with a high dew point, we're going to see a hot heat index, too. We'll take a look at that for the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
8:02, and we're still looking for fog on our cameras around the triangle and around the rest of the viewing area, and we're finding mostly low cloud cover at this point. This is the camera out at 70 at Auburn-Knightdale Road in Garner, and you can see that there's certainly a low cloud cover there, but on the ground, I think the visibility probably is just fine, even though we have airports reporting quarter-mile visibility, and that's the point where we are concerned about fog on the ground. Remember, those are just one point at an airport, and it's very patchy. In some areas, it may be a little thicker, but on our cameras, really not seeing too many problems. Just something you want to be prepared for as you head out this morning. Let's take a look around the triangle here, and our sensors are indicating that, for the most part, our major routes are in fairly good shape. We do have that crash reported on 440 westbound, right around Six Forks Road. Still seeing a little bit of a slowdown between Capitol and Six Forks this morning. Also a little bit of a backup on 440 westbound heading away from Lake Boone Trail down toward Wade Avenue. Right now, put it all together and you're looking at two additional minutes on that westbound trip on 440 from 87 out to Wade Avenue. In Zebulon, also tracking a crash with injuries at Old Bun Road at Shepherd School Road. Seeing some delay showing up on the sensors through there.
A project that will make your commute through Durham a lot easier opens today. We're talking about the East End Connector, which has been in the works for years. WRL's Naya Harden is right along that new stretch of road. And Naya, a lot of folks waited a long time for this. It is the evening commute that's going to reap the most benefits today anyway.
That's right. Drivers right now are already passing this area, and I'm sure they're getting the idea that this is soon going to be opening, and they're absolutely right. It will start with a ribbon cutting this morning, and then later on this afternoon, drivers will be able to try out this new stretch of road here at the connector. WRAL got a sneak peek, though, last week. DOT says this is going to make it easier for Durham drivers and help ease some of the congestion through downtown. This will provide another route from I-40 to I-85 bypassing downtown. And the project has been delayed for several years, actually. Starting in 2015 is when it had started, and now it is finally done. And DOT says that if you are taking this connector, it could save you 10 minutes at least in driving time. Naya Harden, WRAL News, Durham.
Happening today, a senior justice on the U.S. Supreme Court will officially step down from the bench. Justice Stephen Breyer will retire at noon, and his successor, Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be sworn in. Jackson will become the nation's first black woman justice. It's also the first time in history four women will serve on the high court at the same time. Also today, the U.S. Supreme Court will release its final rulings around 10 o'clock this morning. There are two big issues left to be addressed, immigration and the environment. The environmental ruling will determine just how much power the federal government has to regulate climate change.
We're tracking yet another day of misery for travelers at airports around the country, including RDU International, where you're looking right now live. As of 8 a.m., 13 flights are canceled. Nationally, there are 345 flights that have been called off. Experts say staffing shortages and an increase in travelers for the 4th of July holiday are behind these problems. And today, RDU plans to show how it is handling the issues and give a new look at its security checkpoint technology. That briefing is set for 2 p.m. If you plan to drive instead, you'll have plenty of company out there. AAA says today will be the busiest day for people planning to take the road trip for the 4th of July holiday weekend. WRL's Michelle McConaughey is live in Raleigh right now and shows us what folks may be able to expect out there and maybe how to navigate it a little easier. Michelle.
That's certainly what we're hoping to do here, Jeff. If you are traveling for the 4th of July weekend by car, you missed the deadline by 7 a.m. They said 7 o'clock this morning or earlier was the ideal time to travel if you're going to be traveling in the morning. So instead, wait until after 8 o'clock tonight. That is the next time that is going to be the best time to leave your house if you are traveling by car. AAA predicts almost 48 million people are going to be traveling this year for the holiday. That's about that's up about 4% from last year. And they say about 42 million of those people are going to be doing this. They're going to be driving their cars. They say that is still happening despite these record gas prices that we've been seeing. They say that there are a number of ways that you can save if you are traveling. And speaking of those high gas prices, carpooling, that's going to save you on gas. Take one car instead of two or three. And they also say keep in mind as you travel through each state, you're going to see different gas prices as well. Some states are going to have cheaper gas. Some states, the gas is going to be more expensive. They say the busiest times to be on the road is going to be this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. That's because a lot of people think that they're beating the traffic by leaving work early. They're not. They're going to be joining the rest of the crew that's already out on the roadway. So if you are traveling by car, just keep that in mind. Again, the best time to travel today is going to be after 8 o'clock tonight. We're over I-40. Michelle McConaughey, WRL News.
And we're tracking gas prices for you this morning. Typically, they'll go up right before a big holiday travel weekend like 4th of July because of demand. But actually, prices are lower at the pump. In its 3 a.m. update, AAA reports the average price for a gallon of gas in North Carolina is $4.50. That's a cent lower than yesterday and 8 cents lower than last week. Of course, to find the cheapest gas near you, search fuel on the WREL.com website or the news app to find the WREL fuel tracker.
Happening today, another branch of Durham's Community Safety Department will get to work for the first time. The city is launching the Care Navigators team. It's a first-of-its-kind program that involves sending experts to follow up on people who call 911 for help during a mental health crisis. The goal is to ensure those callers have the resources to reduce the need for future 911 calls. Durham already launched two other pilot programs this week, including sending teams of unarmed first responders to respond to crisis calls.
Authorities in New York are suing gun sellers across five states, including North Carolina. The lawsuits target companies, including Rockslide USA, which is based in Lee County. The lawsuits follow the discovery of tens of thousands of shipments of so-called ghost guns to New York from businesses like Rockslide. Ghost guns don't have serial numbers and are usually untraceable. They're illegal under New York state law.
We are not going to let gun companies turn New York into a city of mail-ordered murder.
For the first time, we are using the state's public nuisance law to sue these companies.
Rockslide has refused to comment.
This morning, a push to make hemp permanently legal in North Carolina is on Governor Cooper's desk. State lawmakers signed off on a bill to make legalization permanent last night. A temporary legalization bill signed 2 years ago will be set to expire after today. That would have made our state's multi-million dollar hemp industry illegally, literally overnight. Local businesses say they are grateful the new measure has passed.
It's It has many recreational, you know, benefits if you just want to have a great night. But also if you have, I mean, anything from like neuropathies to, I mean, we've seen where even people with like Alzheimer's and stuff like that can be really helped with cannabis.
The new bill will work in agreement with federal law.
Also, Jeff, a big change to North Carolina's rules for selling alcohol is just one step away from becoming law. State lawmakers voted last night to send a new bill to Governor Cooper's desk. It would no longer classify bars that don't serve food as private clubs. Under current law, they're supposed to charge membership fees and keep records of their members. That law was originally supposed to discourage the creation of public bars. Many say it's now outdated.
The FDA issues an urgent warning for parents and caregivers. Why the agency says this neck flotation device is a threat to children's safety.
Also, a Southern California neighborhood rocked by an explosion overnight. See the damage it caused and hear from neighbors shocked by that blast.
And the heat is back on starting today. Our high temperatures are going to be in the low 90s. We'll have a chance of afternoon thunderstorms as we get through the holiday weekend. But the biggest thing may be just how hot it feels with the heat index. I'll show you coming up.
#8:14 is the time right now. This is a live look from our tall tower camera, Southeast Wake County. And there's above deck and below deck. And you can see above, there are some blue skies peeking through there. Now below deck, can't really see too much because of that dense fog advisory, Elizabeth.
So we're below deck now, and here's what it looks like. Goldsboro continues to have a lot of cloud cover, but we haven't had low visibility there. Apex starting to see much better visibility right now. In Chapel Hill, I mean, there's a little bit of blue. I don't know if you can really pick it out there, but those clouds are starting to break up. This is a live look from the Top of the Hill restaurant. And then there's Raleigh. Over here at Dix Park, we have this camera. You can now at least see the trees, but you cannot pick out the skyline of Raleigh. So we're coming along slowly in some places. We do still have the dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. We take a look. Oh, look at that. Now, we did bump on up to 1 mile visibility officially at RDU, but still looking at quarter mile visibility in some of our southern counties and Roxboro. South Hill has been clear pretty much all morning with 10 mile visibility, but we're starting to see some improvement now. Notice here on Futurecast, that's that coverage of low cloud cover, and it just dissipates as we hit 9 o'clock. Then partly cloudy skies at around 3 or 4 o'clock. We have some showers and thunderstorms.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. A foggy start to your morning, as you can see behind me. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRS Severe Weather Center, with how the day is shaping up.
Clinton looking very much the same. As you look down through Main Street, you can see a lot of low cloud cover there. We do have a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. We're starting to see visibility improve in a lot of places, and I think by the time we hit 9 o'clock, most of this fog and low cloud cover will be out of here. We're back to a mile for Durham, Raleigh, Rocky Mount, and Goldsboro, but still, it's a little low down to our south. If you're thinking about heading out to walk the dog right now, it is still pretty gray in spots. It's warm and it's sticky. We'll see highs in the low 90s this afternoon with a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm down south. Brian?
Elizabeth, here at 8:27, we do have a report of a crash blocking the right shoulder at 40 westbound between the Clayton Bypass and the Business 70 interchange. You can see the backups through there. You add that crash along with our usual backups, and we're looking at a 27-minute delay according to the latest calculation there. I'm not sure it's quite that bad, but certainly something you want to keep in mind this morning. Consider using alternate routes, or if you can, pick up Business 70 from, or rather, you pick up I-40 westbound from Business 70. That'll put you on the other side of those delays. Ken.
Brian, thanks. The East End Connector opens to drivers in Durham today. It will connect US 70 to the Durham Freeway. Department of Transportation officials say it will provide another route from I-40 to I-85, bypassing downtown Durham. Construction started in 2015, and since then, the project has faced many delays.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 8:30 on Fox 50, it's a big day for drivers in Durham. We have you covered on the grand opening of the East End Connector and what it will mean for your commute through the Triangle area.
And we still have some low cloud cover in spots. We're taking a look at Franklinton, just north of the Triangle area, with still a lot of cloud cover. I'll show you when all this dissipates coming up.
And it'll be a pretty hectic day on the roads and at the airports. We're giving you a live look at both right now. On the right side is RDU as we track the effects of this 4th of July holiday travel. The weekend, I know it's Friday Eve, but Thursday, hey, people are, this is a getaway day for a lot of folks. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. And you see behind us right here, that's really what's happening. You can hardly make out the capital city in the background of Dix Park. Let's get right back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRSB Weather Center, with how the day is shaping up.
I want to check back in with Franklinton. Of course, this is up in Franklin County, just north of the Triangle area, where we are seeing some low cloud cover continuing to hang around. But I was just flipping through all the cameras and a bunch of places are seeing some sunshine. We looked at Pinehurst just a little while ago, and there was still some low cloud hanging there, and it's completely gone. So lots of improvement happening right now. The dense fog advisory officially expires at 9 o'clock, but we're seeing improvement across our area. This is a look at what's happening from above. This is a look at our camera that's at about 1,800 feet. So still across Wake County, we're seeing a thick deck of clouds right on the ground, and then just up above, partly cloudy skies. And that's what we're aiming for. Our temperature and our dew point are both at 72, so it is a warm and sticky morning out there for us. This is a look at visibility. Still a quarter of a mile in Fayetteville. That's the only spot still at a quarter of a mile, so we're starting to see improvement across our area. Quarter mile visibility, we would consider fog. Anything above that, especially up to a mile, is going to be low cloud cover. Our temperatures are mainly in the low 70s now, minus Roxborough at 68. By the way, Roxborough is totally sunny right now, and we're going to see more sunshine as we get through the day. Some increasing clouds in our southern counties this afternoon, with a chance of a shower there, but most of us will stay dry, including Raleigh northward. It's going to be hot, though. Highs climb into the low 90s, and the heat index is going to be an issue, a pretty big issue through the holiday. I'll show you what it will feel like and when we could hit some triple digits coming up.
A project that will make your commute through Durham a lot easier opens today. We're talking about the East End Connector, which has been in the works for years. WREL's Nye Harden reports on what this all means for you.
Drivers right now are already passing this area, and I'm sure they're getting the idea that this is soon going to be opening, and they're absolutely right. It will start with a ribbon cutting this morning, and then later on this afternoon, drivers will be able to try out this new stretch of road here at the connector. WREL got a sneak peek, though, last week. DOT says this is going to make it easier for Durham drivers and help ease some of the congestion through downtown. This will provide another route from I-40 to I-85, bypassing downtown. And the project has been delayed for several years, actually. Starting in 2015 is when it had started, and now it is finally done. And DOT says that if you are taking this connector, it could save you 10 minutes at least in driving time. Nye Harden, WRAL News, Durham.
New this morning in the WRAL Live Center, we have learned that a man from Cary is wanted in a bank robbery out of South Carolina. Lake City Police Department released this image of Christopher McNeil. They say he robbed the South State Bank back on June 17th. You can see he was wearing a mask and distinctive clothing. And police say he changed out of those clothes, left them near the bank, along with a photo ID and wallet. They describe him as a bald white man, 30 to 40 years old, with blue eyes. He's believed to be driving in a white Volkswagen hatchback. Authorities do say he is armed and dangerous. If you see him or you know him, call 911.
Happening today, the most senior justice on the U.S. Supreme Court will officially step down from the bench. Justice Stephen Breyer will retire at noon, and his successor, Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be sworn in. Jackson will become the nation's first black female justice. It's also the first time in history four women have served on the court at the same time. Also today, the Supreme Court will release its final rulings after 10 a.m. There are two big issues left to be addressed: immigration and the environment. The environmental ruling will determine how much power the federal government has to regulate climate change.
Today, a Johnson County commissioner charged with taking indecent liberties with a teenager is set to appear in court. The sheriff's office says 73-year-old Richard Braswell was arrested after the girl and her family contacted police earlier this month. WREL spoke with a relative who says the girl knew Braswell for many years. Braswell is out of jail ahead of today's court appearance. His status as a county commissioner is being reevaluated.
We're tracking another day of delays around the country for people at airports, and that includes RDU International, where you have a live look at it right now. As of 8:30, there are 13 flights canceled coming in and out of RDU. Nationally, there are 351 flights that have been called off. Experts say staffing shortages and an increase in travelers for the July 4th holiday are behind these problems. And today, RDU plans to show how it is handling the issues and give us a new look at its new security checkpoint technology. That briefing will be at 2 p.m.
And Jeff, if people are driving instead, they'll have plenty of company. AAA says today we won't be one of the busiest days for people planning to take a road trip for the 4th of July holiday weekend. WRAL's Michelle McConaughey shows us the best time to hit the road.
If you're traveling by car for the 4th of July weekend and you haven't left yet, you might want to wait to do so. Experts say anytime after 8 p.m. tonight would be a good time to leave. AAA predicts 48 million people in total will be traveling for the holiday weekend, and about 42 million of those travelers will be traveling by car. That's despite those high gas prices that we've been seeing lately. And there are a number of ways that you can save if you are traveling. Car pooling will save you on gas. Also, keep in mind, when you're traveling through each state, you will find different gas prices as well. AAA says the busiest times to be on the road is going to be this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. A lot of people will be leaving work early, heading out of the office to get ahead of that traffic, but they're just going to be joining the hundreds of thousands that are already on the roads. We're over I-40 in Cary. Michelle McConaughey, WRAL News.
And of course, we are tracking gas prices for you. Now, typically, they'll go up right before a big holiday travel weekend like 4th of July because of demand, but prices are actually lower at the pump. In an update at 3 a.m., AAA says the average price point for a gallon of gas in North Carolina is $4.50. That's a cent lower than yesterday and 8 cents lower than last week. And of course, to find the cheapest gas near you, search fuel on WRAL.com or our news app to find the WRAL fuel tracker.
We have an important reminder for voters in Wake County. Tomorrow's your last chance to register to vote in the July 26th runoff elections. Those runoffs will be held for several elections, including Wake County Sheriff and two Cary Town Council seats. You can register online or at your local Board of Elections office.
Happening today, Cary's newest movie theater will give a select few guests an early look inside ahead of its grand opening tomorrow. We're talking about the Paragon Theater's location in the town's Fenton District. That district is a mixed-use community that officially opened earlier this month. A private event is planned at the theater tonight. It was supposed to open in April, but that was pushed back due to supply chain issues.
Still ahead this morning, there are several ways you can save money this 4th of July weekend. And WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser will have more on those activities for the kids and top deals at the grocery store.
And the U.S. government wants Google and Apple to remove TikTok from their app stores, while some say the move won't actually lead to much change.
A40 is the time right now on our Thursday, and the heat of summer has arrived. Sometimes it's just too hot to be outside all day with the kids, right? So WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser has some details about the Kids Bowl Free program going on all summer to keep them entertained. Faye, good morning to you. You had me at free as usual.
Absolutely. Good morning, Jeff. So there's a great program called Kids Bowl Free, and it is back this year, available for kids to bowl two free games per day. It is valid for kids ages 2 to 15 years old at most locations, and it is valid at participating locations, including a number here in the Triangle. The program runs until August or September, depending on the location, and shoe rental is not included in the free pass. You'll need to register the kiddos to get the pass for a specific bowling center, and you can see all the details, including the participating centers, over on the Smart Shopper column or at the Kids Bowl Free website.
And Faye, we also know 4th of July celebrations, cookouts, you know, holidays and food go hand in hand. So what grocery store deals do you have for these festivities?
Yeah, absolutely. The stores are coming in hot this 4th of July. So for instance, for the produce deals, you will find fresh corn only four for a dollar. That's a quarter each at Food Lion and 40 cents each at Publix. Strawberries only $1.49 per pound at Aldi. And seedless watermelon, a staple of every cookout, is $2.99 each at Food Lion and $3.59 at Aldi. And over in the meat department, you will find boneless chicken breast for $1.99 at Harris Teeter. 73% lean ground beef, only $1.99 a pound at Lidl and $2.99 a pound at Aldi. You'll also find Parkview hot dogs in a 3-pound package for only $2.99 at Aldi. And Nathan's Beef Franks are buy two, get three free at Harris Teeter. Plus, there are some additional deals. So, for instance, Happy Farms deli sliced cheddar cheese in an 8-ounce package, only $1.39 at Aldi. Deli sliced cheese in multiple varieties in the 7 to 8-ounce package, 2 for $3 at Lidl. And of course, you'll need some ketchup to top those dogs and burgers. 24-ounce, only 75 cents for My Lidl members, and Berman's yellow mustard in a 20-ounce container, only 89 cents at Aldi. And finally, some baked beans to round it out, 28-ounce can, 99 cents for My Lidl members. Of course, you can see all of the grocery store deals over on the Smart Shopper column.
Oh, yeah, coming in hot, Faye. I see what you did there. We're going out full of those great deals. So
yes.
Go to WRO.com, look for the consumer tab, search Smart Shopper. Faye Prosser, thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, 8:43 now. Coming up, two neighbors become heroes for a family in danger.
We, like, really pulled them to the side of the house to show them, like, that's why we were telling them to come out.
Hear how this couple was able to get them safely away from the flames in a story you'll only see on WRAL. And new breastfeeding guidelines have just been released. See the new recommendations for new moms and medical centers. And as we head to a break, your winning lottery numbers right there on your screen. Oh, 8:46 now. All morning long, we've been talking about the foggy conditions all around the viewing area, but look at Durham. Just blue skies right there. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center.
I'll tell you what, right on cue. It's 8:46 right now, and our dust fog advisory expires at 9. And so taking a look across our area, definitely seeing more scenes like that across the region. Take a look here, right out our back door. You can see the blue skies starting to appear, those clouds breaking up nicely. So, they're pretty much right on time with that 9 o'clock. Notice we're at a mile visibility at Durham and Raleigh and Rocky Mount. It's 2 miles in Southern Pines, 3 in Roxborough, and 10 in South Hill. So only a couple of spots officially looking like lower visibility at half a mile in Fayetteville and Clinton. So we're coming right along. Here's a look at Futurecast visibility. This is our forecast. Looks like the last places to see this low cloud cover dissipating are going to be from the Triangle area northward. But look at how quickly that dissipates. By the time we get to 9:30, it should be all over with. 74 is our temperature at RDU with a dew point of 71. We hit the mid-80s right around lunchtime, but with lots of humidity, it's going to feel pretty toasty, probably feeling like 90 already by lunchtime. The dew point is on the right side. When those dew points are in the 60s and 70s like they are right now, it just feels sticky. And that's not going to change through the holiday weekend. If anything, it's only going to get worse. Our dew points on Friday, 70, and in the mid-70s, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So a movie sounds good. The pool, the lake, someplace where you're going to be able to stay cool. Our dew point is going to make it feel like 94 on Friday, 98 Saturday, and 102 for Sunday and Monday. We'll keep our eye on that. When the heat index climbs to 105, the National Weather Service will put us under a heat advisory. Not quite there, but getting there. It's borderline. We do have a stationary front sitting just offshore. That may help to produce a few scattered storms in our southern counties later today. We're not likely to see that anywhere else. We're going to see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies through most of the afternoon, except some of those counties down south. So we're talking about Sampson County, Cumberland County, maybe Hope County. Those are the areas that could see a quick little pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Elsewhere, I really feel like from the Triangle area northward, we will not end up seeing any rain today. But we take a look at our 4th of July preview. Temperatures are going to be either side of 90 all the way through Monday, and we'll have a chance of scattered thunderstorms. 20% Friday, it's a 30% chance Saturday and Sunday, and a 20% chance on Monday. So it's not going to be one of those days where we have a giant front that comes through and everybody sees rain. It's just going to be those pop-up storms, and that really begins Friday and continues all the way into next week. So, man, summer is here.
Thanks a lot, Elizabeth. Well, new this morning, the family of Emmett Till is calling for an arrest after new evidence emerged in his murder nearly 70 years later. A team searching the basement of a Mississippi courthouse found an unserved warrant for a white woman now living in North Carolina, Carolyn Dunham. Dunham accused Till, a black teenager, of whistling at her back in 1955. Till was later lynched. The unserved warrant charged Dunham with Till's kidnapping. Dunham has not commented on the warrant.
Right now, we're taking a new development in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now. This morning, we are waiting to hear from former White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who was just subpoenaed by the House committee investigating the riot. This comes a day after a top White House aide testified that Cipollone warned of potential violence before the 6th. That aide also said Cipollone urged President Trump not to go to the Capitol to join his supporters. The committee wants him to testify on the record. And one of the two Republicans on the committee investigating the January 6th riot is issuing new warnings to members of her party.
The reality that we face today as Republicans, as we think about the choice in front of us, we have to choose, because Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution.
That's Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming, and she urged the GOP to ditch Trump, calling him, quote, a domestic threat for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. She faces a tough primary challenge in her home state of Wyoming in August.
Well, now to a story you'll only see on WRAL and Fox 50. The two people who helped rescue a family of four from a raging house fire in Raleigh are speaking up. John Morris and Joy Bracken say they were walking past a home on Spool and Court when they saw the fire. We brought you this story as breaking news yesterday morning. Morris and Bracken immediately called 911, then ran up to the house. At the time, the four people inside were fast asleep.
Ran up to the front door, started banging as hard as I could. It took them a little while to come out. He was like, looking confused, looking real confused, like he didn't know what was going on. So,
talk about being in the right place at the right time. All four family members inside the house and their two dogs got out safely. The cause of that fire remains under investigation.
Fortunate for those two folks. This morning, there are new recommendations on breastfeeding for the first time in a decade. The American Academy of Pediatrics released updated guidelines yesterday. They suggest mothers should rely on breastfeeding for at least 6 months. It also recommends that medical centers should be better equipped to improve breastfeeding for women.
If you want these sustained benefits, you're going to have to actually increase the universal paid maternity leave. You're going to need to give these women spaces. You're going to need to give them insurance coverage to actually cover the pump parts, the time, and all of that part. Just because breastfeeding doesn't actively cost you to go to the store, there is still an added cost that adds to the woman's life.
And the American Academy of Pediatrics advocates for paid maternity leave.
Well, the U.S. government wants Google and Apple to remove TikTok from their app stores. An FCC member sent a letter to those companies' CEOs last week. It cited a BuzzFeed report accusing TikTok's parent company of accessing user data. Neither Google nor Apple has commented. They would have to voluntarily comply with the request since the FCC has no jurisdiction over internet-based services. Removing TikTok would also not stop users from downloading it since apps can be downloaded from other app stores. Mattel launching a new version of its flagship Fashionista. Its new Barbie is modeled after the look David Bowie sported back in 1971. This from the album cover, Hunky Dory. That's the album that takes his iconic song, Life on Mars. You can see Barbie sporting a red mullet and light blue suit. The limited edition Barbie costs $50 and can be found at Walmart, Target, and Amazon. Mattel also released a Barbie inspired by Bowie's Ziggy Stardust attire 3 years ago.
It looks much different than that, I can promise you. Starting today, you can watch some of the best college baseball players in the country right here in the Triangle. It's an invite-only list of 50 players gathering at the USA Baseball Training Complex in Cary. They'll play there tonight as they sharpen their skills. And Durham's Brenton Fisher is on that team. He's one of the few players not from a Power 5 conference.
I'm just being able to compete against the top talent. I mean, seeing where my stuff lines up and being able to get out in front of some scouts and get my stuff seen and see where we go from there.
He's a pitcher for Longwood, and the USA baseball collegiate team plays tonight at the Cary Complex, 7 p.m., and then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can catch him over at the DBAP in Durham.
Well, one airline is bringing the flying experience a whole new comfort level. The airline Air New Zealand is testing out its Sky Nest concept for travelers in economy cabins. Six full-length sleeping pods will be a part of the new Boeing 787 Dreamliner in 2024. The airline says they will be available on ultra-long 17-hour flights. It says travelers will be able to stretch out and take advantage of the Sky Pantry.
I fall asleep in the regular seats. I'll be out in that one. We'll be back with weather and traffic.